This program is intended for mature audiences only.
This is part one of a two-part show on transforming sexual energy into spiritual power.
In my opinion, there's basically two types of people on the planet at this time. I'm going to call one type of person a fifth sensory being, and the other type a sixth sensory being. Conventional sex essentially involves people striving for bigger and better orgasms, but they don't realize that the orgasm is potentially a vehicle to take them into altered states of consciousness. Tantric men in general are in service to feminine energy. They're in service to the women, and first and foremost, their goal is to provide her with as many orgasms as she would like. They accord her the first right of sexual satisfaction. Arouse a woman by touching her all over her body, not necessarily focusing initially on the genitals, but awakening her whole body, her neck, her earlobes, kissing her on the lips, and running my fingers up the back, and touching her thighs, and her belly, and her heart. And once I feel that the woman is sensually awakened, I might ask for permission to enter her if she's ready.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to give and receive way more pleasure than you ever dreamed possible. Today on the show, we're talking about transforming sexual energy into spiritual power. So often, all men and women do is have sex for sex's sake alone. While there's no complaints about that, wouldn't it be nice to find out how much more we could be doing and experiencing? So, to find out how we can, let's welcome our guest today, Victor Gold. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. So, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Cool. Well, Victor is a holistic health educator specializing in erotic spirituality. He has a private practice offering tantric instruction and sexual healing in San Rafael, California. Gold has been featured in several instructional videos and also teaches workshops nationally. He's the author of the new book, The Potency Principles. He's available in person and by phone for coaching on all the topics we'll cover today and in his book. I think our listeners will love this show because Victor shares with us many sexual secrets of the Far East and challenges lots of Western concepts about sex. He also has lots of practical advice and tools to share and put you well on your way. So let's get started. Victor, what was your mission in writing your book?
My mission, Patty, was to demystify tantric sex so that the average person here in the West could understand how to take their lovemaking and bring it into a spiritual context.
So you say demystify. That implies that there was some mystery. What kind of mystery do you think people were having?
Well, let me back up a moment and just remark. In my opinion, there's basically two types of people on the planet at this time. I'm going to call one type of person a fifth sensory being, and the other type a sixth sensory being. Now, fifth sensory beings basically are really plugged into the physical plane of existence. However, they don't really have any concept about the unseen or the invisible spiritual worlds that penetrate and surround us. And so they don't really believe anything that they can't see, touch, smell, hear. They basically only believe in the physical. They want physical evidence for everything. Sixth sensory beings, on the other hand, understand that we live in the realm of energy and that everything in this life of ours comes from energy. our thoughts, our feelings, even seemingly empty air is comprised of energy. And so sixth sensory beings acknowledged that we're basically energy beings. And as such, we are in touch with a much broader perspective than fifth sensory beings are.
Okay, cool. So if we're having sex and we think there's something missing, it could just be that we're wanting to have a sixth sensory being kind of sex, and maybe we're just having the other kind. Well, so I guess would that sort of translate into the difference between conventional sex and tantric sex, perhaps?
Well, conventional sex essentially involves people striving for bigger and better orgasms, but they don't realize that the orgasm is potentially a vehicle to take them into altered states of consciousness. And so the problem is that in conventional sex, conventional sex begins in the brain and ends in the genitals, generally because men ejaculate. And this basically short circuits what I call the sexual energy cycle, of which there are two parts. But in conventional sex, we only experience one part, basically because of male ejaculation, which short circuits the energy after only one part. The second part, which is involved with tantric sex, is when we return the sexual energy, we return the orgasmic energy to the brain. So it starts in the brain, it activates the sexual glands and deals with the genitals, but then we take that energy and we bring it back to the brain where our consciousness is transformed.
Well, now I have to just ask you, does it feel as good in the brain as it does in the genitals when you have this tantric sex?
Actually, it feels far better. It feels much more of a whole body experience. If you think of the body as being a collection of atoms and cells, then what we're looking at here is a whole brain experience, a whole body experience, so that every cell in our body is turned on and every cell is activated.
Well, I'm imagining that, you know, this might be very different for men and for women because, you know, women don't ejaculate, so it's very easy. I think women are very emotional about sex, and so we're not as necessarily having to deal with ejaculation and holding it off. But for men, there may be much more of an issue around their genitals and ejaculation and sex. Is that possible?
Yes, I believe it is. I believe it's safe to say, Patty, that virtually none of us have received any formal instruction in lovemaking. Most of us have learned about sex through information passed on by the marketplace, by the street, by pornography, by movies, or parents, teachers, religious leaders, and other unknowing family and friends. So essentially, many of us have been programmed to believe in a certain type of sexual behavior. Tantric sex, however, brings forth a different agenda, and part of my mission is to help people to reinterpret their sexual behavior so that they can actually raise their consciousness.
So I'm going to be really practical here. You know, if a man is having sex, he wants to ejaculate. How does he bring that energy back to his brain?
Well, what I'm asking men to do is to train themselves to forego ejaculation. Now, this goes very much against men's programming. Most of us think that the highest expression of male sexual power and virility is ejaculation. Well, I'm here to tell men that this is not the case. In fact, in order to experience greater penile strength, greater orgasmic capacity, bigger and better full body multiple orgasms, then men must learn to withhold their ejaculation.
Uh-huh. And is that hard to do, or is that easy to do?
Actually, it's not very difficult. It takes several weeks of training using and developing the muscles that are used in sex. For example, if you were going to the bathroom and urinating, the muscles that you use to squirt out the last drops are the same muscles that can be developed and employed to prevent a man from ejaculating. And going one step further, if the men can learn to substitute orgasm for ejaculation, then they can use that to great advantage.
Okay, well, we want to find out how, and we're going to take a short break. So I just want to say we are talking to Victor Gold. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we will be right back. You can learn more about Victor at www.sexualhealingnow.com. And his book is The Potency Principles, which is available at fine bookstores and maybe not so fine bookstores. I don't know. Whoever wants to carry it, I think, and also Amazon.com. So please stay with us.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about why it's so important to withhold ejaculation. I have a question for you. Don't women kind of... how do women feel about this?
Well, my experience has been that women actually love men who have accomplished the ability to orgasm without ejaculating, because women can just lay back and relax. And if you're the type of woman that takes a long time to become aroused or a long time to achieve your orgasmic space, then they can just relax and receive. Tantric men in general are in service to feminine energy. They're in service to the women. And first and foremost, their goal is to provide her with as many orgasms as she would like. They accord her the first right of sexual satisfaction. And so most women really enjoy men who are not rushed, who can last and please them from head to toe.
You have a beautiful passage in your book. Maybe you can just recount that for us, of making love and giving a woman G-spot, internal stimulation, and sort of going back and forth.
Well, G-spot stimulation for a woman, I feel, is one of the things that men can give to women. And it also allows men the opportunity to start having intercourse. And at the point where they get close to the point of no return, what I recommend for the men to do at that point is to stop all stimulation and kind of withdraw and turn their attention to the G-spot massage. And G-spot massage is very, very wonderful, not only to give the man a chance to relax and recharge his energies, but also to place his full attention on his woman. And in so doing, he can take her to very much expanded states of consciousness, take her into many, many orgasms, and probably heal some of the issues that she may have around sex. The reason I say that is because the G-spot is very, very much tucked away inside a woman's body. And most sexologists now realize that the G-spot is a place where the emotional content of every unsatisfactory sexual experience that women have with men or other women, generally takes on the emotional content of that experience and stores it in the muscular tissue around the G-spot, the vaginal canal, the perineal area, around the anal area. And so it's very important to massage those areas to release blocked energy.
So is it hard to find the G-spot for a man? Is it different, located differently in different women?
Actually, it's pretty much, there is some variation as to where the G-spot is, but any man can find it by moving his, let's say you're using your middle finger, your fire finger, and you would take your fire finger and you'd go slightly inside the vagina toward the ceiling of the vagina, near the anterior part of the vagina, where if the vagina was a clock, the G-spot would be between 11 and 1 o'clock in that area, and it can be touched, but usually only after a woman is somewhat highly aroused. Before that, the G-spot is difficult to locate. It needs to become more engorged from the arousal, and then it becomes available to the touch.
Okay, so that's really beautiful. So would you get a woman aroused then by manually or through intercourse and then start playing with her G-spot or any one of those ways?
Yeah, I think there's more than one way to make love. I mean, it's a creative process. There's no one way to do anything. Of course, when I make love, I like to touch a woman, I like to kiss a woman, I like to suck her yoni, I like to have intercourse. I like to do everything in my power to delay my own ejaculation, whatever that takes, and to ensure the fact that she is totally thrilled with the lovemaking process.
Well, so yoni, of course, is a woman's vagina. Well, what might a really hot session look like, assuming that you or man might know how to delay his ejaculation?
Well, what I like to do is I like to arouse a woman by touching her all over her body, not necessarily focusing initially on the genitals, but awakening her whole body, her neck, her earlobes, kissing her on the lips, and running my fingers up the back, and touching her thighs and her belly and her heart. And once I feel that the woman is sensually awakened, I might ask for permission to enter her if she's ready. Upon entering, I will allow myself some movement, just enough to keep myself aroused and hard. And if I ever get too close to the point of no return, I back off, I cease all stimulation, and in many cases I will withdraw and then begin the G-spot arousal so that she can just lie back and communicate her needs to me and tell me how it feels for me to touch her on her G-spot, so that she can get in touch with the sensations she's experiencing and communicate them to me. And at a point where I feel like she's starting to really get aroused, I'll work her clitoris a little bit and go back to her G-spot and then back to her clitoris. And then I may re-enter her at some point soon and again bring myself close to the point of no return before I back off and withdraw and resume the G-spot massage. And in such a way, I can go on making love for hours and hours, keeping her very close to the point of no return, as well as myself, but without spilling over and short-circuiting the energy.
Wow, well, that sounds pretty juicy. I just want to ask you, are most women that communicative? I mean, I think a lot of women are like, gee, I don't know what I want. Or does it take a woman a while, in your opinion, to become experienced enough? Do you often have to coach a woman to learn how to communicate or feel safe enough? I mean,
well, essentially, I need to ask her the right questions at the right time. And essentially, what I want to do is to have her tune into her feeling mind, not her thinking mind. I want to get her out of her head and into her body. So I might ask you, Patty, if we were making love, I might say, how does that feel, Patty? Does that feel good? Does it hurt? Is the touch too soft or too hard? I want to just allow her to tune into her own feelings.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah, because those are very simple yes-no questions that keep me in a feeling state. So I could see that would be very simple to And I would also feel very loved and cared for, and I'd feel all of your attention, and I think that would relax me and have me feel very bonded and connected to you.
You know, one of the key needs for a woman is to allow her the space to relax and let go. Tantric sex is very much about letting go and relaxing. And by letting go, I mean softening the body, no resistance, just feeling what's there and relaxing as deeply as possible. In the relaxation phase, the energy flow is promoted in the body, and she'll have a greater orgasmic experience. As the journey of arousal escalates, and as she learns to relax and soften her body and let go, then the energy flow is facilitated, and that's what creates the full body experience, the full body orgasm that we're seeking here.
And I guess that's right. And I guess if she thinks that she's trying to help you get over the edge, that's going to put a really different spin on the entire experience, right? If the man and the woman are both sort of focused on that huffing and puffing and trying to climb the mountain, that's a very different energy than relaxing and stretching things out. So I can see where this whole focus on not ejaculating kind of takes on a very different flavor.
It does, and I'm glad you can see what I'm getting at here. The ability of a man or woman to relax into the sexual arousal promotes a greater arousal. Relaxation, in many cases, has to be learned, because many of us instinctively tighten and contract when we're in a high state of arousal. So when I'm coaching women or men, I teach them to be in a high state of arousal, but without tensing the body and creating unnecessary tension. Tension blocks the energetic flow. Relaxation promotes the flow. So the more the men and the women can relax, the more orgasmic their situation becomes.
Well, does anybody ever get too relaxed? Isn't that a risk?
Actually, you really don't get too relaxed. You get relaxed, and you relax more deeply with each breath, and that gives the body the opportunity to build more energy. We're learning to contain more energy. Now, the tendency for men is when the energy builds, they basically feel a pressure in their balls, which makes them want to release this pressure. And many of them do that in the process of ejaculation. What I'm suggesting here is that they train themselves to, instead of releasing that pressure, that buildup, what I would like them to do is to circulate the energy and diffuse the orgasmic energy all over their body, particularly targeting the upper body, ultimately their head, where the brain is, because the spiritual faculties reside in the brain, and that's where consciousness is transformed. So in the relaxation and in the averting the ejaculation, the energy builds, and it naturally ascends up into the head, where it impacts the spiritual faculties, and that's where our perceptions change. Our whole perceptual reality changes, and we start to open our hearts and feel more loving and more forgiving and more compassionate and more gentle, but also we feel more connected to all that is, and ultimately we can experience the tantric reality, which is oneness. In that highly orgasmic state where we're experiencing full-body orgasms, we experience the connection with all that is. We feel connected with our partner, we feel connected with the stars and the moon and the animals and the trees, and we feel whole. And this is the experience of spiritual enlightenment. It's the experience of oneness. Whereas the normal person, the average person, experiences everything as separate, and there's a multiplicity of separate things, the tantric experience is one of oneness.
Wow. Well, that was a phenomenally beautiful, I don't know what you'd call it, run-on paragraph that you could play over and over again and just contemplate and meditate just on oneness and connectedness. It's really beautiful. So on that note, we're going to take another break to support our sponsors. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm with Victor Gold, and we will be right back. You can learn more about Victor at www.sexualhealingnow.com.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we've been talking about how to use sex to get connected to spiritual evolution and connectedness to all things. Does that happen? Is that possible that you can have that happen every time you have sex, or is that something that just happens when you're lucky?
Well, Tantra has created a methodology for achieving that state of consciousness over and over again. All that's required is giving it enough time, giving the lovemaking session enough time so that the energy can build. And for a man, that requires withholding his ejaculation so that he can service his woman properly.
So for you, that almost seems to be the key message that you really want to give people. Is that like the key starting point for you? I mean, once a man learns how to do that, it's sort of that's the golden key that unlocks the door to all these riches?
I would say it's the basic fundamental skill for accomplished male lovers to learn. They need to master control of ejaculation. They need to understand the magic and the power of seminal retention. So once done, then they can satisfy any woman, even a whole host of women, if need be. So I would say there's a very thin line between sex and spirit, if there's any line at all. But in order to bridge that gap, then the fundamental basic skill is seminal retention for men. That allows them to contain the energy. See, Tantra is very much about energy, as I've stated. It's about generating energy, containing energy, and ultimately transforming the energy into spiritual awareness. And we do that by raising the tantric energy. We've got these major energy centers in our body. The energy between our legs is the energy that we want to generate. Once done, we want to raise it into the brain. We want to raise it toward the light. We want to raise the energy up. As it ascends, our consciousness is expanded, and our whole perceptual reality changes.
Wow. Well, that's very inspiring. Well, we're almost out of time, but I would like to ask you a final question. What has been one of the greatest joys that you have experienced from doing this work?
I feel it's the empowerment that I've the empowerment that I feel and see that other men and women are gaining from reinterpreting their sexual behavior rather than just doing what their parents have done and their parents' parents in the past. We're learning a new way to make love, and we're learning how to generate sexual energy and use that energy for transforming our consciousness. This is the next phase in the spiritual evolution of the species, and it's about learning to raise the sexual energy, the energy from which we all sprang, and use that for expanding our consciousness.
Wow, thank you very much. And you talk about how to withhold the ejaculation and some of these principles in your book?
Yes, it's something, there are many different ways to do it. It's not that difficult. It starts with men wanting to experience another level beyond the physical. It would include the energetic and the spiritual planes of existence.
Okay, great. So you can find out more about Victor Gold at www.sexualhealingnow.com. Of course, he's on our episode page, and he's the author of The Potency Principles, available at fine bookstores everywhere or online at amazon.com. So thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for inviting me, Patty.
It's been my total pleasure. I'm so glad men and women are having the chance to hear this really great information. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com for text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network. Please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Expanded Lovemaking Show so you can get automatic updates. Also, please visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, services, and events. This is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
This concludes part one. The interview will be continued in the next episode of this show. Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.